Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Scanline Tabletop, our podcast for patrons where we're talking tabletop role-playing games. By talking about them, I mean we're playing one. I don't know why I phrased it that way. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Jennifer Uncle.
And we are continuing our game of Mars Colony by Tim Kopang. This is our third session now. So if you're somehow stumbling into this, you can go ahead and go back on the Patreon, listen to the previous two episodes. Where we left off, Jen is playing as Kelly Perkins, the so-called savior of Mars. You are appointed as the governor of Mars, and you are attempting to get this colony on Mars back on its feet. The colony is beset by problems of terrorism, transportation issues, and social unrest. So far, we have done three turns. Turns are attempts to address the problems rather than just regular actions. Of those, we have had one go well and two go badly, which means you're at 7 admiration, 1 contempt, and 1 deception. The terrorism issue, you have up to 22. I believe you have to get it to 40 to stabilize it. Transportation has remained unaddressed. And social unrest, you have up to 15. But those are temporary points because they are via a deception. And if the deception is discovered, obviously that is a bad thing. So, all right. Just to remind, we play until we've either reached 9 turns or you've reached 5 contempt. And the last thing that we did was I did what is it called? I need the scene types. I did an opposition scene, right as we left off, where I was, setting up that this was before a big, political debate to fill the seat of Councilmember Stewart, who was who left office under being arrested. And so we had 4 candidates: Milo Haraway from the Yellow Party, your friend; Sidney Fain, the former beat reporter who is representing the Blue Party now; Benedict Dalton from the Green Party, who was a mechanic from a small neighborhood, which you happened to visit and did not necessarily kill it over there. And then Victoria Bright from the Red Party, who is a new character. We don't have any background on her, but she just seems like a rich leftist who's maybe a little out of touch, but means well.
Is that a mechanic character the same one that went behind the panel and just adjusted a wire to fix the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But it is your turn to make a scene, and you do have to make a progress scene, addressing social unrest, because the last scene we had was our opposition scene. So first, what is the basic... Just to sort of remind how this goes, you set up sort of the basic premise of the scene. Basically, what is the general approach? Then we're going to roll some dice to see how well it goes, and then we can actually flesh out the scene.
Okay, so this taking place right before, you said it was a voting session, right? Or a campaign session?
It was a debate.
Okay.
So I set up like the way the scene ended was like everyone was heading out to the debate. It doesn't need to be like a linear, like straight timeline here. You can be like, your scene can be like, okay, I want to have the debate, or your scene could be, oh, it's going to be election night, or you can be, you know, swearing the first person into office or whatever, right?
Okay, yeah.
I think it should address the idea of this election. Personally, I mean, it's generally, it has to address social unrest. If you have a different idea as to how to address that, that's fair game. I think logically speaking, it makes sense for it to address this election, but what it actually does is up to you.
Yeah, I think it might be neat if my progress move is me adding my endorsement to a specific candidate. And then, based on how that goes, I guess that could be complicated because it could be seen from two different metrics. One, if my support of that person is successful, and if so, are they the best person for that job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, first off, among these candidates, who would you personally endorse?
Personally.
Excuse me. Who would Kelly endorse?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I think Kelly would endorse the person from the Red Party, since the Red Party meets all of her stated goals on Earth as well as on Mars, just in terms of having a worker-oriented community.
Okay, so Victoria Bright. Okay. And this would just, you think, we don't necessarily have to decide this now. This could depend on, but it could be you're stumping for them. You're doing a speech, introducing them. It could be a dinner. It could be you're with them on election night as things go, however they go. I guess let's just be thinking about that and then let's roll some dice.
Okay. 2d6, right?
Yes. And I need both die that you get.
Okay, let me see. I got a 2 and a 6.
Okay, so that's 8 progress on social unrest. That brings you up to a 23. Would you like to keep going, or no?
Yeah, I'll go again.
Okay.
A 6 and a 2.
Okay, that brings you up to 31. Would you like to keep going?
I'll go one more time.
Okay.
I'm feeling good. A 3 and a 6, okay.
That's 40. That will solve the issue of social unrest.
All right, I will stick with what I have now then.
Yeah, no, there's no point in continuing to roll. What is, I think given how much progress you're making here, we should get, a sort of a montage of, of what this is. Talk to me about this. Talk to me about this election.
Okay. So, I think before that debate, I basically, Kelly has meetings with, the various people within her cabinet. To be kind of okay, so based on my political views and stuff like that, and also just based on the fact that this is a worldview that I feel like is strong when rolled out to wherever, that Kelly decides to endorse Victoria, and...
Okay.
She does this whole, she rolls out this whole campaign, including television spots and banners throughout the colony and things like that, basically putting my celebrity clout behind Victoria. We could have a situation where I even, or at least someone from the NASA group that I used to work with comes up and is... I do one of my older podcast shows or whatever in support of this character. In support of this politician.
You have a globe and you're explaining climate change, and you light the globe on fire and you say the planet's on fucking fire and everyone claps.
Yeah. Exactly. Except that's... I imagine that's a slightly different... situation for Mars, but
oh no, climate change is still
but yeah, it's one of those situations where obviously since I made that decision, I can't do anything like debate moderation or anything like that, but I appear during the debate and get some photo ops with her and everything like that. and basically put the full force of my PR team into making her succeed in this election.
Okay. And I think, like, with, especially, like, you know, you did some good work on the terrorism front. People are still a little, like, there, I think there's still, like, some uncertainty. You know, you got the one contempt. But, in general, people are like, you know, she's made some missteps, but, like, she's better than anybody else we've got here. So your endorsement does a lot of work. And I think she's gonna win this seat. What I'm curious about, is, so I think this will move the Red Party up to dominant from being minority.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they're going to have two council seats. Do you think it affects anybody else? Like, I mean, do you think, like, I guess the thing that I'm specifically thinking about is our Blue Party has gotten very little going their way, and I wonder if we should bump them down to fringe at this point.
That might be a good idea. And I imagine both, like, I imagine Mila takes a bit personally, and Sydney sort of takes it personally, but is also sort of like, understandable because of how they threw Kelly under the bus a bit when she got here, so...
I think, Mila probably, like, is putting on, like, a brave face, but feels kind of offended, you know, like, just, you know, kind of hurt, personally.
Mm-hmm.
And for Sydney, I think Sydney is the kind of person where this feeds into a personal narrative for Sydney. Sydney's the kind of person who will, like, later be giving talks about how, you know, the world is doing everything in its power to stop her. Sydney, you could, like, anything could happen to Sydney, and it would just be fuel for why Sydney needs to be in charge. So,
yeah, this following the time when she got bumped to covering a food a cooking contest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And based on that, managed to secure a nomination for Colony Council, because you just some people fail upwards, you know.
It'd be like nominating one of the hosts of the Bon Appetit web series that one likes so much as one of the council members.
And, you know, listen. Things happen. It's America that we're in. And Mars is not necessarily better. Are there any moments you want to focus on? Is there, like, are there any other twists to this? What happens with Benedict, with our Green Party friend?
That's a good question. Like, I imagine he was already close with the person that we ended up removing and arresting, so it might be a situation where Green Party ramps up Earth is trying to take over Mars propaganda.
I think, Councilmember Stewart, the one who was, arrested, after that, like Councilmember Tanya sort of led a excising of the Green Party to remove the sort of like the extremist element. And I think, Benedict, like, I think there's growing to be a group that is losing their patience with, politics as a way to solve this stuff.
And is looking more towards force.
Yeah, I would imagine. So I think that would be, like, Benedict was like, okay, look, I tried the, like, they said, like, oh, you should get into politics. Oh, you care so much, if you're so invested, why don't you go, you know, like, go to council meetings, why don't you make your voice heard? And they didn't fucking listen. So I think we need to be louder. So yeah, I think for him, he goes down a bit of a darker road. I don't know that we'd be as, that's evident to us as the audience. I don't think that Kelly, exactly. Kelly's just like, oh man, he ran a shitty campaign.
Yeah, and I imagine she's also like, well, they just got busted big time for being involved in terrorist activity, so even after this loss, they probably want to lay low for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, head down to a certain extent. And yeah, okay. So is there anything else you want to focus on, or do you feel like the overview is getting what you wanted to done?
I feel like the overview is pretty good, but if there's something in particular you have in mind, I wouldn't object to playing that out either.
I mean, I guess, so, the overall picture, the reason this would solve social, it's not like social unrest is gone, right? That's not, but it's like, it's been stabilized. It's no longer, an imminent disaster. And I think the reason for that is, the Blue Party, who doesn't get along very well with anybody else, has lost a lot of influence. The Green Party has sort of divided itself, and so they're not being as politically rambunctious, right? Mm-hmm. The Red Party is now the dominant party, and they're very much a party of, let's try to make this work. They're wealthy leftists, right? For all their flaws, they are not going to be the ones making a big stir, generally. And I think with the Yellow Party, they're kind of at a loss because they're they're making momentum, right? They're starting to gain ground because they went from being fringe to being a minority party under Mila's guidance. But I think at the same time, they're but we need to be careful not to overreach because the election, I would imagine they probably came in second in the election.
Wait, Yellow Party came in second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's definitely something to be concerned about then.
Well, Sydney definitely didn't come in second, and Benedict didn't. Benedict is just not a politician. He just ran a terrible campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think if people were required to come out to vote, Benedict would have come in second or won. But people from the Green Party are just not enthusiastic to get out the vote right now.
Yeah. I imagine especially being seen in public with Green Party affiliation, there's a bit of tension from other people being like, oh, you're one of those fuckers, huh? So
it's complicated. Yeah. It's very complicated, I would say. I don't know. I don't think it's to the point where they're political. They're socially outcasts. But it is sort of I think it in a weird way. I think more highly of these people than I do of Republicans, right? But I do think it's kind of here in my area in California, when someone says they're a Republican out here, and you're like, oh, okay. it's just one of those things.
For sure.
All right. Well, that was your fourth turn then. And that one went pretty smoothly, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's my turn to make a scene. What I'm trying to figure out right now is how much I want to push things forward, right? Because, this game is we're on session 3, right? And I don't necessarily want this game to take a million years.
Totally.
So this is the point to which, shouldn't I just pick an opposition and keep this moving? Because also, as far as progress scenes, that was a good progress scene, but it was a fairly low-key progress scene.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to stir up more trouble, especially since I somehow miraculously managed to avoid it during that last scene.
You know, we haven't done anything with the transportation issue.
That'd be good.
Try and think of a way to present this.
Should it involve the Green Party somehow?
Well, I mean, the thing with the transportation issue is it's a general, like, it's not because of sabotage, right? That would be the terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, okay. So I think we start this out. It's another classic, you know, you're in your office, you know, you're just writing notes on a, I don't know, filling out a form or whatever it is you do. Listen, I've never had a desk job. It's time for an appointment. You've got an appointment with this, like, there are some appointments where, like, your secretary tells you what they are, right? But you're kind of like, this is not this is not an important interview, and you just kind of file it away in your head. You don't really pay that much attention, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like, okay, and at 3 o'clock I got a thing, whatever. It's like some company or something, right? And this is one of those. And a guy comes in. He's wearing a smart, like dark purple suit, and he's got like short but slick back hair and like thick, like black framed glasses. And he says, Governor Perkins, wonderful to finally meet you. Just arrived here. What a trip. Name is Miles Demeter. Very nice to meet you. I'm sorry, I'm so used to having meetings in my office. I was going to offer you a drink, but I actually can't do that here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's nice to meet you too.
Is it okay if I have a seat?
Yeah, go ahead.
And he slides into a chair and he's like, wow. I took the, the express here. And man, that's really something. You've taken it before, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's quite the trip. a little disorienting sometimes, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I work for... shit, I didn't come up with a name. Fuck. I work for Terra Concord, shipping in an industry on Earth, we were coming because we've been talking to the Earth Coalition, of course, and the Mars Colony Council, and we just needed, you know, last step, signing off on things. We have the paperwork all in order for the transfer of transportation permits, and so I just needed to get your sign off on that one. He pulls, you know, a little, like, not like a briefcase, more like I would say an attaché case. He sort of pops it open and pulls out some paperwork, and he slides it across the table. He's like, I just need signatures on page 7, 13, 15, and 22.
Huh, okay. If you don't mind, I haven't quite seen this particular paperwork yet, so I'm just going to give it a quick read.
Oh, sure. Oh, were you not... Sorry, you know, we submitted the things, and they said they passed it off to you. Were you not caught up on that?
Unfortunately, it's been slightly busy over here, so this might have gotten... This might have fallen at the wayside, so I'll just take a moment to catch myself up on this.
Sure. I can also help, you know, talk you through things. Like, you know, we're not... Nobody's trying to pull a fast one on you over here. I thought this was all been cleared through. Basically, you know, your shipping and transportation stuff has been handled by... Red Ridge Transportation so far has had the license for Mars Colony, and they, you know, terrible thing with what happened with the CEO, you know, they're shutting down, so the contract went up for bid, and you know, Terra Concord mostly an Earth company, but we really believe that, you know, Earth is Earth because of the hard work of humanity, and anywhere can be Earth, really. So we bought that contract, and we're happy to say we're taking up the contracts and all the transportation permits for the Mars colony. It's a very exciting opportunity for us. That does mean, obviously, some changes. I just needed your signature, so you see on this form. And I'm, as GM, I'm going to pull back here and be like, so basically what's happening is, on a more mundane level, the control of the highways and the repair of the highways and roads and, you know, like trains and stuff is all switching control to this new company. And also the express between Earth and Mars is going offline.
Oh, what's going to be replacing that then?
So ideally, I'm sure you knew the idea was that the express was going to it was originally just like a proof of concept, and then the concept would be refined into a more efficient, affordable solution that anybody could use. And that hasn't really happened. So we're working on a series of way stations. So currently it's Red Ridge Transportation, has the initial boost, right? And it's just like one shot, like being shot from a gun to Mars. We were working on an alternate technology patented by Terra Concord, where it is a series of relay stations. So it's like a boost, and then it gets boosted again and again and again. Significantly more affordable, because there's a lot more margin for error. You can make corrections along the way. You don't need as much power up front. There are a lot of benefits. It does require some construction. And that is going to take time because we are going to have to, you know, just do the old-fashioned thing, right? These are structures that we will have to build in space. They have to be built in zero-G. And some of the materials involved also have to be made in zero-G. So it's not like we just make them and put them on a rocket. They cannot be created in a gravity environment. So we're looking at an outage of something like, my lawyer says I can't be optimistic. I have to be like, oh no, like I gotta be like worst case scenario, right? So I'm sure it'll be faster than this, but, it could be up to 5 years.
And during that 5 years time, will it be possible for people to go from Mars to Earth or Earth to Mars?
Absolutely. Standard shuttles are not being affected. Those are through private chartered flights. And those will continue unabated. I guess I can't guarantee that because that is outside, you know, it's like asking me to guarantee that American Airlines will keep running, but American Airlines will keep running. You know what I'm saying? So those flights should continue. There just won't be any like express options. So if you're in a hurry, you'll face some delays.
I see.
It'll take an extra couple of months.
Oh.
As opposed to, like, a day.
Oh, I see. Trying to think about how much this colony relies on supplies from Earth and whether that's...
That was never an efficient way to get supplies here. I mean, you could do it in case of emergencies, but generally you wanted to, you know, like, it's like anything, right? You don't, if you're out of toilet paper, you don't wait till you're out of toilet paper. You wait till you're down to a couple of rolls and you put it on your shopping list. This is the same idea. And it's what the colony has been doing. You'll place your orders in advance. You'll realize that your supplies in a certain area are getting low, and you'll place it a couple of months in advance so there's time for it to arrive.
Okay, that could be risky in terms of some sort of emergency situation, but if the other members of the council have signed off on this, then it seems only right that I do the same.
And I hate to... You know, it's one of those things where the express rail technology that is being used, it's rail for railgun, by the way, not like a railroad, is unfortunately a patent of Red Ridge. And given the nature of their collapse, they are not really giving anyone that patent, so we couldn't operate it if we wanted to. I think this will be ultimately a great thing for the colony. It will make access far better. It will make it way more open to people of various levels of income. And I think it will be a fantastic thing for the colony, but it is also a situation where there's not a lot of choice.
Yeah, if it's a situation where that company is already going under and the operation of that device is questionable, if not already infeasible, then this definitely seems like the best path forward.
Meant to mention, since you mentioned you took it, do you remember if they had, what was the spacesuit they had you wearing? What was that like?
It was pretty confined, honestly. I think with the way that they initially designed it, there was concern that, that sort of force without any sort of, relay or stop, as you mentioned, could potentially liquefy bones, so they mm-hmm. wanted to make they provided plenty of structure and padding, which even though it was uncomfortable, it was better safe than sorry, I believe.
Do you remember it having like a silver gold lining on the inside?
Now that you mentioned it, I think I do.
Excellent. That is great news. As part of the shutdown and lawsuit, there will be some additional medical care provided for anyone who used one of the 1.0 spacesuits. But it sounds like you're okay, and that's excellent news.
That is good news indeed, and hopefully...
However, you know, conditions of the lawsuit should be covered. So, you know, if you have any anxieties, feel free to go to your doctor, have them check it out. Cosmic rays sound cool, and they kind of are, but there's also some, they're not super good for you, is what our research has discovered. Red Ridge, questionable safety policies over there.
That's good to keep in mind, and I'll look into ways that our department can perhaps spread the word to anyone who's ridden them, at least in the colony area.
Yeah, no, you haven't seen our ads? It's like, do you remember the old, like, asbestos ads they used to put on TV? It's like those, you know? It was like, have you or a loved one been irradiated by cosmic rays? How would you know? It's great. It's the whole thing. We got Danny DeVito Jr. God, that guy... Oh, what an actor. Sorry, I won't take up any more of your time. Glad to check base with you. Oh, and one other thing. If you heard about the News Network Core stuff, right?
I don't think I have.
Oh, Earth really just doesn't tell you shit, huh? So y'all don't have a proper court system here. You've got like a little like local court, but like you don't have the sort of the larger like. Anyway, long story short, there's been a change in a ruling on how laws apply, like corporate law, and News Network is getting some anti-monopoly stuff hitting them pretty hard. So might be some changes around here on that front. Terra Concord has a news division. Maybe you'll see a lot more of us. Anyway, great. Anything you need to know about our plans for transportation, we're all about communication. We're all about helping you get where you want to be. And, you know, you want to do lunch or sometime, you know, of course, here's my card. Slides it across the table.
All right. I appreciate you coming out and meeting me. And thank you for the in-depth explanation of the transportation changes. It definitely would have gone over my head a little bit if someone wasn't around to explain the situation in more human terms.
Of course. You know, listen, what is Mars if not just an extension of gosh, I don't know how to end that sentence. It's great, though. I love it here. I'll catch you later, Gov.
See ya.
And so now I think we've set up the transportation issue being a little more urgent because, yeah, if there is urgent need of stuff, too bad.
Okay. So, are we working from the position that the instant method is already inoperable?
I think, like, there was room for give. I was thinking that guy was writing, like, the last one, but, like, I don't think I said that in the scene, so, like, anything that's not stated is up for, you know, up for debate if you wanna play with that.
Yeah, I was thinking potentially, depending on how close it was to shutdown, we could engage in... This is a little bit more aggressive than anything else I've done so far, even the whole arresting thing. Since the... It was Red Terror, right? Or...
It was Red Ridge is the place that's being replaced, and Terra Concord is the new company.
Okay, so Red Ridge. If Red Ridge is already in a position where it's crumbling and doesn't have any sort of... backing or anything like that, we could engage in... Maybe we could engage in a slight takeover of the service in order to shuttle in enough supplies to get us through... Well, to at least start a backlog of supplies, so when we, shortly after that, shut down that method of transportation, then we can easily set up timetables where... replacement stuff comes well and it gets ordered well in advance of when we actually need it.
So talk to me, like, I can see a couple of ways of this happening. It's like, one is like you, first off, is this like financial or is this legal or is this, I mean, military seems like a stretch, but military is possible. And, like, are you basically saying, like, you need to be responsible for, like, sending us extra stuff? Are you saying, like, hey, you're leaving Mars Colony a bad situation. We're going to, like seize control of these express rails? What are you trying to go for here?
Yeah, I'm thinking that we'd temporarily... Well, we basically seize control of the express rails and, once we get to a point where we basically need to, at the same time, figure out how much we need of X in the future, of each material and stuff like that, and create enough space for that to be stored. And once the backlog is filled to a sufficient level, then we decommission the express rail and make it possible for... this new company to begin their work on the relay stations.
Okay, let's go ahead and do some rolls then and see what we got.
Okay. Wow, okay.
What's up?
A 1 and a 6.
Okay. Well, you know what that means. You failed. And, gosh. So this is a situation where, I mean, the rules are either like just it was a failure or you can create a deception. I am personally having trouble knowing what the deception would be. If you can come up with something, of course. then I'm totally here for it. But by the way, if you ever roll double ones, please let me know, because that goes special.
Yeah, it's I can't think of a deception either, because the plan that I just laid out to you, it within full confidence that I would get an okay roll, was essentially me engaging in a hostile takeover of a company. Like, even though it's falling apart, we're still dealing with people who were not willing to cooperate, and I imagine it could be a situation where, even if we decided to try and run some propaganda through the news network, isn't exactly super fond of me, so it could be a situation where they read it or do it in a way that's very clearly, oh yeah, not only did these people take over a Mars facility, they also tried to utilize state media to smooth things over.
Hey, Jen.
Yeah?
I got an offer for you.
Okay.
This is outside of the normal rules of Mars Colony. Folks, if you are listening to this and you're like, hey, Mars Colony seems fun, this is not something in the book. This is something I'm just doing, because part of the fun of role-playing games is that you can just do your own thing. I am offering you something that exists in Blades in the Dark, basically, called The Devil's Bargain.
Oh.
Your roll of 7, I will let you apply those 7 points to terrorism just normally if you let me make this a humiliation. A double ones.
I'm kind of into this idea just because we haven't rolled a double one yet, I don't think, so.
And just like listening, thinking of what you're doing, it just seems like a situation where it could go so bad. That's my motivation here, is just like the things I'm thinking of. It's hard for me to think of a situation where this goes bad for you, but you aren't embarrassed by what happens. It's like, no, you're gonna get embarrassed, gang.
Yeah, this is something that this is the sort of plan that would only look good if it was in the context of a role-playing game and I made really good rolls, and I didn't, so obviously this is going to go about as bad as possible.
Mm-hmm. I think this is, again, one of those scenes where where we're going to talk about it more in general terms. We're not going to, get, ground level. Let me double check how humiliation works.
It's funny to think of role-playing games having specific rules on humiliation.
This is interesting, because it says personal humiliation. It seems like mostly it's just that you can't possibly cover it up with a deception, which is already how we're staging this, and also, you know, this is gonna sound fucking bad just narratively, this is gonna be rough. So I think what happens is you talk to the colony council, who was also basically not really informed of this, and they file suit, I think,
against me or the new
against the company and against the Earth Council, being like, you're not doing your duty, you're not doing what you're obligated to do for the Mars Colony. And by the way, since this is your scene, if any of this doesn't sound good to you, please just let me know.
It sounds good to me so far.
And so basically they're being like, no, we're suing because you have obligations, and also this company has obligations and you're not fulfilling them. You need to give us control of this rail system. You need to give us the resources. We need to get this stuff shipped out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, there's a lot of protestation from, like, you know, there's some protestation from the Earth Coalition, but they're relatively quickly like, okay, fine. Red Ridge is really, really against this. And they're like, no, you can't, like, this is a really bad idea. You can't do this. We don't have, like, we're, you know, we've lost our, like, our certified operators. This is dangerous. And you're like, I thought the whole thing was that it was dangerous to run it in the first place. And they're like, well, listen, and so they load it up and they fire it, right? And the idea of how this works is that it fires this, you know, I've mentioned it several times, but it fires your payload like a bullet and then, like, rapidly decelerates it before it hits the planet. It does not decelerate, fam.
And this is pointed directly to Earth, right?
No, this is pointed from Earth to Mars.
Oh.
You just... And it was outskirts, right? It was, like basically, you know, like, space warehouse district. But you just shot Mars with a railgun.
Yikes. Yeah. For a second, my brain went the other way, and I was worried that it was going to be situated like Mars declares war on Earth.
No. No, you're safe from that. I mean, well, maybe you're safe from that. I guess we'll see. But definitely. So I'm going to bump terrorism up to 29, which is pretty close to being solved. And contempt up to 2. Admiration's down to 6. Turn is up to 5. Yeah, it goes real bad. This is a bad situation you've made. What else do you want from this, friend?
Trying to think of a good extra...
I mean, like, you could hold a press conference. There could be a phone call between you and, like, someone from Earth being like, what the fuck? You could have your good friend, Miles Demeter coming in and being like, I don't know about that decision, but you know.
Yeah, it's a situation like where I basically hold a press conference after to be like, well, in light of recent events, it looks like we're going to have to follow the policies that... It looks like we're going to have to take the express shuttle offline much sooner than anticipated. And based on our survey of our supplies, we should be good for quite a bit of time. There shouldn't be any... issue of shortages on vital supplies, but there might be certain things like toothpaste or toilet paper that you kind of had to stretch a little bit, you know. But as if you're familiar with my web series, you know that occasionally you could do a lot of things to make materials stretch out a little bit and keep them reusable. So ultimately, I see this as an act of conservation, almost. Like, who needs... Maybe we're using too much stuff already, so maybe...
She just keeps talking, gang.
So maybe this is a good thing overall, because we'll get used to living a more conservationist lifestyle.
And, a representative from the mayor's office says, we are now taking questions, and a lot of hands shoot up. Derek Kennedy, Terra Concord News. What was the cause of the, do I say crash? The accident.
Well, there's the company that ended up running this specific service before us. They had a falling out that necessitated us switching providers for our transportation in the first place. And as it turns out, a lot of very talented individuals ended up leaving at an inopportune time. So before we knew it, it was a case of something complicated being handled without enough experience behind the wheel. And that ended up putting us in a pickle here.
Follow-up question. You're saying this was human error?
Yes, it was definitely human error.
Governor, this is Sydney Fain. How would you react to some of the reports we're getting from NASA, your old home, as I recall, doing reports that this impact has affected the orbit of Mars?
Well, it's something our scientists are looking into alongside NASA to determine whether this will have any adverse effect on our living situation or Mars's place within the solar system. So this is something we're still studying. It's a little bit too soon for us to draw any concrete conclusions, but for now, everything seems to be okay.
Should we be expecting a special episode of your show discussing this issue soon? I'm sure the people would love to be informed in such a playful manner.
Well, unfortunately, I had to step away from my show to take on more administrative duties, but...
Of course, of course.
Maybe sometime in the future, who knows? Oh, God.
Governor, Johnny Walker, Whiskey Media. Just wanted to ask, with the takeover here happening, I believe it's Terra Concord, any concern that the planet will be suffering in lieu of rapid response? What will you do for diplomatic situations and so on?
Well, for diplomatic situations, I imagine we still have communication through video and audio sources, right? So if we have a situation that needs to be talked over, we can arrange a teleconference situation. And if that ends up not being enough, we can look into having a delegate sent over for a more permanent stay, for a lengthier stay in order to communicate information and be our representative on Earth.
I think there are some more like questions, just sort of general like technical discussion about the incident and about sort of how the exchange is going to happen and new plans. I don't know that we need to drill down on them. And I think at some point you get the question, basically, which was like, how whose decision was this? How did this happen? And that's when the person with the mayor's office says, we're done taking questions, and, like, ushers everyone out of the room.
Mars Colony, it was originally envisioned to be, you know, sort of, like, you know, a nice, like, workers, or at least was pitched as, like, a workers' paradise kind of thing, and obviously was not, because that's never how this shit goes. And there are a lot of working-class people here. And you just kind of blew up the warehouse district. And so people are pretty upset.
Totally.
People aren't buying a lot of Kelly stock.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Let's just get terrorism out of the way. Let's just solve it.
Okay.
Shall we? I'm going to do an opposition scene about terrorism.
That's always a reassuring sort of laugh.
There is a broadcast. And it is like there's it's you know like almost it's basically anime now, right? Like it's a person in a mask with a voice modulator, and they're let me just go ahead and do it. Let me just do the thing.
Okay.
Hello, citizens of Mars, and of course, denizens of Earth. For a long time, the Mars colony was the hope of humanity. It was the way that we were going to surpass the shackles and the gravity of Earth. I think we all know that hasn't happened. As far as we may escape physically from Earth, that gravity weighs on us still. And it falls to people to find a way to cast that gravity off. For those who carry with themselves that self-centeredness, though for those who, despite the facts, know in their hearts that the galaxy centers around the Earth, who know that the Earth is flat, who know in their hearts that they are the most important things and everyone else is tertiary, they do not answer to politics. They do not answer to campaigning. There is only one thing they understand, which is force. Last week there was a terrible accident as a Earth corporation launched a payload of volatile material at the Mars colony and struck a shipping area, causing many casualties, populated by working class people and lower class residents. They say it was an accident. How exactly was it an accident? When they did not supply the proper staff to run the machinery, when they were well aware, months if not years in advance, of the dangers of the technology, and when they only took any kind of action for safety when they were forced to by legal action. This was an attack, and we will attack in kind. Fortunately, as you'll notice behind me, there was, of course, one of these machines on either side of the exchange. They could send ships to us, and we could send ships back to them. They haven't come to get theirs just yet, so we figured we'd make use of it. In 72 hours, we will strike the Earth with a payload of heavy metal and radioactive material unless the Earth renounces its parasitic relationship on Mars and offers immediate and direct action withdrawing the Earth coalition from Mars and paying reparations for the damage done to the colony, not just in this incident, but over years, if not decades, of neglect. We will be watching.
And, of course, in that broadcast, they did gesture, and it's like, no, they do have that thing. They were not bluffing.
So they've taken over the station, the instantaneous station.
Yeah, there are two instantaneous stations. There's one on the Earth side and one on the Mars side. They've taken over the Mars side one. The Earth side one broke when you tried to use it, so there's no danger of that happening there. And also because of that, I think Earth Coalition officials make it clear to you that if this is going to be stopped from happening, it has to be stopped on your end, because they can't get anyone here fast enough.
Makes sense. And it's fitting after I had been slightly confused thinking that that is what happened to... what had happened to Mars had happened to Earth. Makes sense that you turn around like that.
It's my job.
Okay, so... I'm guessing that these people are part of the Green Party and also have more... like, have more military experience than we do from our end. Like, have more staff. Though I guess we still have those Do we still have those people from Earth that helped arrest that one person?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've still got the Earth special forces that are still helping. As far as the makeup of the terrorists, I think that's a thing where I'd want you to make some... Like, this will be a situation... this is actually how the game is supposed to be played. We've been playing a little differently to make it go faster. But, like, after each roll, you're supposed to narrate some progress. So if you roll multiple times on one problem. And I think as you roll, I will provide more information based on your roll.
Okay.
Right now, you don't know very much.
Got it, yeah. Just saw a masked face on the other side of the screen with the voice modulator. And I imagine my office and I are in a scramble trying to figure out who it was and what we're dealing with here.
They said something about 9 hours and 9 doors and I don't know.
Oh, so we're dealing with Zero. Like, 0-4 or whatever.
I mean, we are on Mars. That checks out. anyway, you wanna. So, what's your approach at first? What are we trying to? Is it like before? You're starting by just trying to gather some information.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and give me a roll.
I got a 4 and a 3.
Okay, that's 7 progress. That brings terrorism up to a 36, which is very close to being solved. So I think what you get is, I mean, you already knew where they were because you know where the station is. It's big. It's kind of hard to miss. And I think what you figure out is it is some members of the Green Party, or former members of the Green Party, who have joined up with former members or current members, it's kind of hard to tell, of the Yellow Party.
Oh, dear.
So they've got this new faction where they're like, we need Mars to be free from Earth's tyranny, and the best way to do that is to have a king.
You know, replace one tyranny with the other.
Exactly. You know, it's not... God's mandate is not tyranny. We all just exist to serve God. It's fine. I think you've got some names. I think, is it more interesting that way? Or, I think you actually discover, you're trying to figure out how to make an approach when you are approached yourself by council member Mariana Mello. And at first you're like, I'm kind of busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, there's something in her tone. She's like, come with me. We need to talk. Right?
Yeah.
And she pulls you aside. And she says, Governor, I know you have a situation. It's more complicated than you realize. But it also could possibly be better. You know that Sydney Fain is with the Blue Party, right?
I do, yes.
She was researching a story. She was examining the rail stations in order to elaborate on the horrible incident. And she wanted more details, so of course she went to the partner station. She's still on board. The terrorists have not spotted her, and you know, as you know, it's not News Network Corporation, it's News Network Corps. They're trained soldiers. We have someone on the inside.
That is excellent news. Yeah. Is she sending out any sort of broadcast to give more information, or is it a situation where if she transmitted anything, the people would know pretty instantaneously?
We can get in contact with her about every 15 minutes. We're using a direct laser transmission, so it can't be intercepted, but she needs, of course, line of sight. So based on the rotation of the planet and of the station's orbit, about every 15 minutes she can send us a message and we can send to her. So if you want to do this, we can work it out. We can coordinate.
Okay, yeah, let's get her involved. This could be our big shot in nipping this in the bud.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for taking the time. I know we haven't necessarily gotten along all the time.
Absolutely. I'm grateful that you brought this to me, and I hope that we can work together to resolve
this. Let's see if we can. Let's see some dice!
Alright. Wow! Okay.
What'd you get?
A 4 and a 6.
That's you've solved terrorism.
Yay! Terrorism is over!
I think, as far as you can do whatever scene you want, I think as far as like the broad picture of how this goes is like Sydney sort of like, you know, does some real like fucking like spec ops, like sneaking through the vent shit, and she turns off some sensors so that they don't detect the incoming special forces shuttle, and then yeah, they just storm the place, and you know, like, because, I mean, you even rolled over. You got a 44, and you only need 40. I think it goes, like, just really well. They non-lethally subdue basically everyone. And I was debating sort of, like, to what extent people were involved with it. I think they like, one of the terrorist blabs that they got some funding from Councilmember Stewart, or former Councilmember Stewart. And so he, like, he's staying in jail for longer now. Because he was just, you know, managing funds from within there by talking to people when they visited him. And there's, like, you know, there's a point where, you know, they're talking to him about other figures. And they're like, okay, like, well, so-and-so involved. And they confirm that, like, Mill Harway wanted nothing to do with it. And Benedict Dalton, like, thought about it. But change his mind, didn't want any part of it. So a lot of the names we know were like swore this off, even despite their somewhat extremist tendencies.
Yeah, and I imagine this moment is Sydney's finally Sydney gets her time to shine. Like, she gets her own sort of Die Hard moment, except a lot more peaceful than Die Hard, but mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's finally putting her other skill set to use.
Yeah, there's like the news network core, like, you know, headline story, like front page story, has her like on the space station doing like in a sports bra and like, you know, jeans, doing like a Tomb Raider pose with a pistol. you have some, you know, news network friends, like feed writer Evan Bao, who's like, yeah, she, like, we were gonna take photos and she took off her shirt. She was wearing her shirt the whole time. I don't know. but she's having a great time. And she is doing a little less reporting these days because she's like doing like the talk shows and stuff as, you know, like as a hero. And yeah, she's having a great time.
Yeah, that's really, I'm really glad to hear that.
Is there anything you want to zoom in on?
Nothing comes to mind for me, unless you, at least from Kelly's end, unless you wanted to do something with Sydney, with, one of the interview junkets, or, maybe just a fun little thing where I jokingly sent her a message being like, oh, never wear, you're never like this when we talk. We're sort of like, we come a long way, huh?
I think you send that to Sydney, and Sydney asks if you want to have dinner sometime.
And yeah, I say yes. Absolutely.
All right. For once, a happy ending. Transportation has literally not been solved one tick.
So we took care of the terrorism problem, and we took care of the, what was the other one?
The social unrest been taken care of. Yeah, so you've gotten, you've used two-thirds of your turns, you've used 6 out of 9 turns, but you've also solved 2 out of 3 problems. So you've got 3 turns left to try and solve transportation, basically.
Okay. That seems like a good note to push for our final podcast on this show, I guess.
I think so.
Not a final podcast on the show, final podcast on this game.
Yeah. At this point, I am willing to tease that we are going to be playing a game of Beam Saber for our next game on this podcast. Further details to follow, I guess. We'll just say that for now, right?
Yeah. We have things happening in the works, and Beam Saber's obviously got a lot of attention lately because of they had their beta release. They're doing their Kickstarter soonish, if not already. And I think everyone, well, both of us on this show are big fans of Gundam. So it'll be nice to be in a situation where we can get some mech action going.
Mm-hmm. I did, for the record, think about having it set in the same setting. But that's a terrible idea. So I didn't.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you from throwing in a fun Easter egg or whatever, though.
Sure, but it's like you get shot down by ace pilot Sydney Fain. I'm sure we could do it. yeah, this is a patron show. Thank you so much for your support. I hope you're enjoying Scanline Tabletop. I also hope you enjoyed the last of the regular is it animes. We may do one of those, you know, soonish, but like, you know, there's no schedule for that anymore. We can just sort of do it when we want to do it, which is a nice feeling.
Yeah, totally. And this definitely seems like something like it's easier to, well, I wouldn't say easier in terms of effort, but it's easier in terms of mentally putting together something like this than it is to find a number of disparate shows that A, fit our somewhat loose interpretation of what Is It Anime is now, and B, is something that won't blow up somehow.
it was a tricky line to walk, and trying to walk it every month was infuriating. But until next time, folks, peace out.
See ya.